First item on the agenda is approval minutes from last meeting. Everybody had a chance to read through them. There's a motion for approval. No motion. Is there a second? Have a second. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Next up, we have old business and Laura, the Lincoln Project update.
We're going to start out with the City of Evansville Old Hill Road project. This is phase two from Pigeon Creek to Lynch Road. And as of today at 10:30, we're going to have a ribbon cutting to open the road to the traffic.
Should I have a good chair?
It's been a great day for it. For the Washington Avenue, Weinbach Avenue intersection improvement, according to NDOT's website, the letting date has been pushed back to January 14th of next year. Moving on to page two in Vancouver County projects, we have the Lowcut Road, Virginia Street intersection improvement. According to NDOT's website, the letting date has been pushed back to November 13th of this year. For the town of Newburgh, we have the Newburgh Climate Placement Project, an RFP for preliminary engineering and construction inspection was posted on NDOT's website on June 10th with a response date of July the 9th. Moving on to page 5, which is a carryover NDOT State Road 61 connector in Boonville. The project has been split into two phases to resolve geotechnical concerns regarding fill material placed in certain areas of the project. Phase one from the Millersburg Eskew Road intersection to State Road 62. The phase includes a grading package and a railroad crossing reconstruction project and is currently scheduled for letting on December 10th of this year. Phase two will be the actual construction of the roadway and is currently scheduled for letting on September 2nd of next year. The roadway is expected to be open for traffic by December 2016. For the City of Henderson's Green River Road project from Osage Drive to Woods Point Drive, a notice to proceed has been issued to the consultant. Construction is scheduled to begin the week of the 7th, which is next week, and the project is expected to be complete by October 31st of this year. And finally, on page 6, for the I-69 corridor in Kentucky, an $11.93 million contract has been awarded to Hall Contracting of Kentucky for improvements to the I-69 corridor through Hopkins, Webster, and Henderson counties in Kentucky. The contract completion date is currently set for August 1st of next year. These improvements are designed to bring the existing roadway up to interstate standards. Those are all the updates I have. Were there any questions or discussion about any of those?
Thanks, Lauren. There's no questions. We'll move on to the new business. And the new stuff is Anne with specific message.
I think we've got some amendments that are outlined on the agenda, and we have a memo in your packet, but I'll go through them just briefly. The first one is on the State Road 67 pipelining project. And the amendment is to review right-of-way costs that are currently programmed for 2015. The next is on the State Road 61, again, a pipelining project. So the amendment is to remove the project, specifically that DES number from the TIF. The work is still going to be done. It's just going to be done as part of a different DES number or a different project that's going to be in the TIF. The next is on Iowa 64, it's a cable barrier project, and it is to renew by Premier Engineering, which is currently programmed for fiscal year 2015. Then we have US 41, it's a pavement project from Virginia Street to Arizona Harmony, His amendment is to add, I'm sorry, to remove right-of-way from fiscal year 15, which is currently programmed and exists that way. Next, we've got Table 62, small structure replacement. We're adding preliminary engineering in both 15 and 16. And then next, we have various DES numbers. It's bridge maintenance and repair. Each DES number is for a different location. They're combined in the TIP under one line because they'll all be done under one contract. But all of those DES numbers that are under that one contract, we're adding some preliminary engineering costs in fiscal year 15. And then we are adding DES number 1400933. It's a QHQP program for state and county bridge inspection data. This program is in the TIP from fiscal year 13 or 14. Under a different DES number, it's just a continuation of that program. We're adding a different DES number and putting preliminary engineering costs in fiscal year 2016. Can I answer any questions? And if that weren't ever done, we would recommend approval.
Question on the bridge repair on 161 from Whitetown, just off of 68. Who's the project engineer? And they've already got signs up of the potential closing, and I'm hearing something about the bridge being maybe even relocated. And it's just right in the middle of one of my bus paths, so it's, I need to know who to contact to get a little bit more information.
Okay.
161, just north of 68, I assume it's one of those.
Somebody, I'll be getting a question from somebody at the business
office.
Yeah, I didn't know if you would know. No, not that kind of commitment. Do you have a contact? Do you need a statement? Okay.
If there are no other questions about 10 minutes, is there a motion to approve?
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor? Staff?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Next up, we've got Pam with Deputy Administrator's modifications.
Okay, these are modifications. They've already been made to the TIP, and we're bringing them to you for informational purposes. The first is Washington Avenue at Weinbach. It's a local project that's being done by the city. We revised the preliminary engineering estimate in the TIP. We have bridge inspection activities in Vanderbilt County. We have a solid number and years that have come out of the contract negotiations, and so we're updating the TIP to reflect the contract information, which is a change in fiscal years. That Pigeon Creek Greenway mid-levy connection, and then also the Pigeon Creek Greenway project on a garden in Governor Springtown. Both of these projects are currently shown in our TIP construction in fiscal year 2015. We do know that they won't make 2015, but they are projects that will continue to be tracked in the TIP, so we're just moving them out to illustrative until we have a better sense of what year is and the program for construction. Town of Newburgh sign replacement project. It was originally going to be done in-house with Forge account, which means in-house forces were going to do the work, and INDOT is no longer conducting that program in that fashion. So Newburgh now has to go out for bids on that. So we're updating the TIP to design and then to move the construction contract on fiscal year 14 out to 16, which is just a guess in terms of what year that's going to be for now, but we want to continue to show it in the case. And then last, we have the City of Evansville and Vanderbilt County Sign Replacement Project. We're revising the construction estimate. We also revised the construction for the new sign project. Both of those projects are eligible for 100% AC funding, and our program has the funding that will allow us to fund those two projects for 100% AC, and we're updating the TIP to reflect that. And those are the administrative modifications. So if there are any questions about those, I'd be happy to answer them.
Seeing no questions, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is public comments. And if there's anybody here, any comments on the questions, comments on the project?
Seeing none of it. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, everyone, so much, and adjourn.
Thank you.
Let me know.
Yeah.